After a three-year hiatus, Special Olympians were back competing in North Bay Saturday in an event renamed for a special friend who passed away this year at the tender age of 17. Instead of just our Near North District track meet, we are now the Jack Lyons Memorial Track Meet, coordinator Rob Saunders told the crowd of Special Olympians, coaches, family members, friends, and volunteers. Thank you to the Lyons family for allowing us to change our name. This meet will always be the Jack Lyons Memorial Track Meet. Saunders described Jack as the perfect example of what Special Olympics is all about. He didn't care about winning, losing. It was all about the fun. Being with friends, family, and smiling. Jack will always be remembered for his signature smile. Reflecting on Jack and his contributions to Special Olympics, an emotional Saunders admitted it has been tough. He's been around for so many years and he was always happy, always smiling, said Saunders. I don't know how many pictures I have of Jack and in every race, he has a grin on his face, even in swimming. I've never known a swimmer to actually be able to swim and smile at the same time, but that's Jack. Mark Lyons recalled one particular race during his son's early years as a competitive swimmer. We were in Sudbury, and Jack was the first one at a very young age to make it all the way to the end of the pool and the whole place was cheering for him. It was just so contagious to be there to watch him and of course the smile. Even through all the stuff at Sick Kids, he was always happy and always smiling. So I'm very grateful for that passion he's always given us to move forward to help out our family of special needs in North Bay. Dad. Mark was given the honor of raising the starter's pistol to start the first 50-meter grouping, the race son Jack normally ran. It is very special for us, always, said the older Lyons. Jack was always part of the equation with Special Olympics. I guess you come back a better person from seeing the kids that come and compete with passion. I mean you have kids that come last and they're always happy, so you just learn and grow and realize these are a true inspiration for a lot of people. Lyons said he wasn't sure how the name change came about. Rob Saunders asked if it was okay. I guess we've been fairly involved. My wife has been a coach. We've been very involved with regional Special Olympics and I guess Jack's passion for everything in our city has just been a champion for that and I believe that's why. Over 40 volunteers offered up their time so the 65 athletes from North Bay, West Nipissing, Sudbury and Manitoulin could enjoy reconnecting with friends, and competing in the sports they spent so much time training for in advance of the meet. The athletes missed it so much. This is our first games in 3 years with track. They really missed coming out, competing, meeting with their friends again from all the different communities, said Saunders. And with these being the first hometown games there are medals this year and the medals are absolutely gorgeous, so I'm looking forward to seeing the looks on the athletes' faces when they actually get them. Watching her 38-year-old son Adam compete for the past 20 years has been a real joy for Calendar's Diane Todd. For me, it is seeing him happy. That is probably the biggest thing for me. He is so pumped when he knows he's coming out to Special Olympics, whether it is the weekly practices or the meets. So I'm just happy to see him be able to do it, said Todd. For him, it is being like everyone else, it is being included. Being with friends is really big for him, to be able to socialize with people when he gets here. It is an all-inclusive thing so he likes every aspect of it. Jeff Warner, Inspector of Operations with the North Bay Police Service brought greetings on behalf of the service which has been a longtime supporter of Special Olympics. This year is actually the 31st anniversary of the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. Our torch run is being held Monday at 10 a.m. starting at police headquarters on Princess Street, said Warner. Special Olympics has been the number one charity of law enforcement agencies across the country and just recently the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police presented over $1 million in fundraising money to the Special Olympics. Wagner says it is money that has been raised through the torch run, the polar plunge, and other events across the country. It really is impressive to see these athletes after the pandemic shut things down for a few years. It is great to be here and be part of this.